The world of sports is a place of competition that brings everyone together. People love to watch their favorite players do well and love to watch their rivals do bad. Players like Alex Rodriguez, Barry Bonds, and Michael Vick captivated the world with their abilities. Growing up and to this day, I love sports. I loved watching Michael Vick play for my favorite team, the Philadelphia Eagles, and I hated watching the Yankees win. But sports has become so much different with players trying to find a new angle or edge to win. And their personal lives are tearing down their careers. Scandals have become a constant in any sport from college to the professionals, and has gotten to the point where people aren't even surprised to see their favorite players get wrapped up in a scandal, and it's just become who hasn't been caught yet. Sports is and always will be a business, and winning is how money is made. Players and teams will always be desperate for more money, and they will do whatever they can to get there. Athletes like Lance Armstrong, Alex Rodriguez, and Barry Bonds have used performance-enhancing drugs to prove their abilities. They have made lots of money. Teams like the Patriots have deflated footballs and won championships, all to just get more money. As the sporting world continues to be taken over by scandals, I raise the question, does money drive every sports scandal? Teams cheat to win, and winning brings in money. So is that the drive that any team or player needs to break the rules and potentially throw away their careers? College basketball is one of the most popular sports in the United States, and it's been overcome with scandals, including the Adidas recruiting scandal. Schools will be sponsored by companies like Adidas, Nike, Under Armour, and will use this to help lure players to a school. But Adidas was offering money to the players and to the schools, trying to get more players to go there. This is a major infraction on the school's recruiting, and has led to many people being indicted on charges, and this is even going to jail. Like Auburn assistant Chuck Person was indicted recently and will be sent and could have faced jail time. Things like this also include like the Louisville sex scandal in recruiting, where prostitutes were offered to the recruits trying to help them go to that school. And these things, like, they're to make the team better and help, and then when the team's better, they can make more money. And Louisville hadn't won a championship since the 80s. And after this whole thing happened, they won a championship in 2013 that was eventually taken away from them once it was found out that they had recruiting infractions. But in these major scandals, sometimes the university didn't even know what was happening. Like at Kansas, their players Silvio De Sousa and Billy Preston were being paid by Adidas representatives like Thomas Joseph, and the university had no idea until it came out that these players had been paid, and that eventually their eligibility was taken away, and players like Billy Preston are now overseas trying to make it into the NBA, and Silvio De Sousa is just sitting on Kansas's bench without eligibility. At schools like Louisville, players like Brian Bowen, or his father took money from Adidas, are also ineligible and have found themselves overseas because of a lack of eligibility, and now NBA teams aren't willing to take the risk on them. But other times, it came out so late that this happened to the players. Players like DeAndre Ayton from Arizona came out that he was also paid by Adidas to attend Arizona, was the number one overall pick in the NBA draft, and he's not going to face any consequences for his actions. But the University of Arizona is under a lot of fire, as their coach Sean Miller has lost many of his wins due to illegal recruiting, and the university is on a bit of a downfall. But other schools like NC State are also in the same situation, where players like Dennis Smith Jr. attended the school based on an Adidas payment, and the university had no idea.
All this scandal, though, just shows how much the league is just about money. None of this would have happened without people needing money. The players, their families, the universities all need money and they need to win. U of L used illegal recruiting methods to win games and eventually a national championship to bring the school and the program more money. Kansas, NC State, Arizona all had great seasons under these with these players, and the and Adidas did this to make money through the university. And without these actions, the teams might not have won, and if the money wasn't involved, the scandal would never have happened.
But these scandals extend outside of college sports. Like in the professionals, Major League Baseball is impacted by a major performance-enhancing drug scandal out of Biogenesis, which is a place in Florida which supplied performance-enhancing drugs like steroids to athletes like Alex Rodriguez, Ryan Braun, and once they got found out, these players got hit with major suspensions. Upwards of 90 games. And Alex Rodriguez at the time was one of the better players in the league and it basically killed his career. The Yankees didn't really trust him anymore. And once he was out of his rhythm from not being able to play, he eventually retired. But steroids has been impacting baseball long before all this happened. Players like Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire, who are known as the best hitters of baseball, or came out to be steroid players, and Barry Bonds is the all-time home run leader. But even outside of baseball, even the smaller sports have been impacted by scandals like Lance Armstrong's doping scandal, and he won 7 Tour de Frances. And when this came out, people didn't trust his legitimacy anymore, and his career declined, and he's not even a, doesn't cycle competitively really anymore. And through these drugs, and maybe they're definitely some great athletes before the drugs and without them, but their careers have been defined by them and it brought them major success. Alex Rodriguez was one of the highest paid athletes, and Lance Armstrong's known as one of the best cyclists ever. And people don't trust their legitimacy anymore because of the steroids and the drugs that people believe is the only reason they had any success. Now the question raises itself again that these major athletes who are already on some of the best there was, why did they feel the need for performance-enhancing drugs? And it's simple, money. You make a lot of money when you win. Alex Rodriguez on steroids got this massive contract, one of the biggest sports ever. And Lance Armstrong winning these races won lots of money from multiple Tour de Frances. And because of these drugs and cheating and the scandals, they are able to make money and fulfill what they needed. But even though this didn't bring success to all the athletes, for the ones that it did, it changed their careers dramatically. And to see how other people think about this, I interviewed Hunter Hayden.
I'm here with Hunter Hayden. And first, is every sport, do you think every sport is influenced by scandals?
I wouldn't say they're influenced, but I think in all sports, amateur or professional, there's always some level of cheating going on.
Do you think that any set of rules could ever stop them?
No, because people would do anything to win because people are naturally selfish.
Do you think the players slash coaches even care that they're breaking these rules?
No, because a lot of the time, especially professionally, players want to win and move on to bigger things. That next contract, and coaches want to stay keeping their job. So a lot of times they'll do whatever they can to be around as long as they can.
So because you think they do know they're breaking the rules, you don't think it influences it at all?
What do you mean, like?
So, like, because they know they're breaking the rules, they have no problem with this, they're not afraid of any consequences?
I mean, I think you're always afraid of the consequences, but when you're going, like, if you take UNC, like, they were cheating and doing all these bad things with tutors and everything, but, I mean, they didn't care till they got caught. So, I mean, I wouldn't say it influences the game, but I'd say it's a major part that's outside of the sport.
And do you think money has any drive to this and why it continues to happen?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Coaches want to be paid, so they got to win. And players want to, especially in college, players want to move on. So, I mean, they got to get paid. So, I mean.
And do you think that cheating is the only way to win?
I don't think cheating is the only way to win necessarily. But, I mean, I think in every college especially, I think that there's some form of cheating going on. So, I mean, I would say it's the only way to win, but I'd say a lot of the teams that do win have got caught cheating.
All right, thank you.
So Hunter brought up a lot of great points, but one that really stuck out was when he said that coaches want to get paid. They want to get that next contract, and the players want to move on. They want to get to the pros. And scandals like Louisville, where the school used unconventional recruiting methods, per se, to help bring them players, to help that coach get the next big contract. And UNC, to keep those players eligible to play, they hired tutors to help their athletes get through class. And by keeping these players on the field, the coach was able to make more money by winning games, getting the next contract. So money will keeps continuing to have a big impact on the way sports work. The players need to get that next contract. The coaches need that next contract. And that's what keeps them going. And that's why these scandals keep continuing to happen. Even though there are these great examples of players whose careers have taken off because of scandals and things like that, a lot of times, not much changes. They're still average, and they get hit with these major consequences that can derail their careers and put them off track for their major and ending goals. And these consequences can be things that can keep them, players, the coaches, the teams, away from wanting to risk these kinds of consequences and derailing their programs. Like in college basketball, when U of L and Arizona and all of them got caught, Penn State and the Paterno scandals, they got hit with major consequences that impacted their ability to compete in the postseason, which stopped them from making a lot of money. It impacted their recruiting, and professionally, it takes away from their games. The coaches lose faith in those players, and when that happens in businesses like professional sports, your career can be over because no one can trust that your abilities are natural and that they don't think that you will be able to stay on the field. And these players end up overseas, and they can't get their careers back on track, and they missed out on a dream that they've always had.
Money is the reason for everything in sports. That's why they're a business. That's why players like Manny Machado get paid $300 million to play a kid's game. Winning is the key to making money, and to some, that's unachievable, and they've turned to other methods to help them win to become the very best. Barry Bonds is known as a steroid user, but is also the all-time home run leader. Alex Rodriguez is a great player and also a steroid user. Louisville won a national championship because of their illegal recruiting, and Lance Armstrong won 7 Tour de France's because of his doping. Money drives everything, and sports are no different. Thank you for listening.